It's Monday, the 8th of December, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibia Revenue Agency has invited SME order with me operators and clearing agents to engagement sessions today and tomorrow. The meetings will look at ways to improve customer duty processes and address concerns from the sector. NAMRA says this forms part of its effort to strengthen working relations with operators and agents. Here's the agency's manager for strategic communications and stakeholder engagement, Tonateni Shidudu.
The session will provide key updates on customs matters and allow for constructive dialogue. A separate session for clearing agents will follow on Tuesday. Both sessions will be addressed by Commissioner of NAMRA, Sam Shibote. We encourage Order With Me operators to attend on Monday and clearing agents to join us on Tuesday.
With South Africa having classified gender-based violence as a national disaster, President Cyril Ramaphosa says it's shameful that the country remains among those with the highest rates of violence against women and girls. A new study shows more than 35% of South African women over 18 have faced physical and sexual violence. In his weekly newsletter, Ramaphosa said the national disaster classification is indicative of the urgent action needed to end GBV and femicide. Staying on the continent, Benin President Patrice Talon said on Sunday that a group of soldiers' coup attempt had been thwarted and promised they would face punishment. Reuters reports that the announcement came about 12 hours after gunfire broke out in several Cotonou neighborhoods and soldiers appeared on state TV claiming they had removed Talon from power. With only one hostage body remaining in Gaza, the first phase of the peace plan is almost complete. But as Israel and Hamas prepare to enter phase two, serious obstacles must be overcome. Blake Sifton has more from Tel Aviv.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says that Israel and Hamas will enter the Gaza ceasefire second phase very shortly when the body of the last hostage is returned. The second phase includes the deployment of an international force, the disarming of Hamas, and the establishment of a government of Palestinian technocrats. But serious challenges remain, and on Sunday, Netanyahu expressed doubt that the international force could disarm Hamas. A senior Hamas official, meanwhile, says that the group is open to storing or freezing its weapons for a number of years, but that Hamas retains its right to resist. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
And finally, Bank Vintook has been named Namibia's Bank of the Year 2025 by The Banker magazine. The award recognizes the bank's strong financial performance, digital innovations like facial biometrics and remote account opening, and efforts in financial inclusion as well as sustainability, including its sustainable loan. Bank Vintook Managing Director James Chapman has more.
To be recognized on a global stage by The Banker magazine is an immense honor and a validation of our strategy. This award affirms our commitment to shaping a modern and resilient, truly Namibian bank that contributes to Namibia's growth and our shared prosperity.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.